Hello, John. This is Roger Lang. The purpose of the audio is to go over your hair analysis. This one's dated the 25th of March, 2014. All of your improvements are marked with a capital I with a circle around it, and on this hair analysis, you can see a lot of capital I's. So congratulations on that. Your body is rewarding you for your hard work, including the retracings, which don't always feel great, but those changes are happening. And the other nice thing that I see on here is your calcium and your magnesium finally increasing, heading the right direction for a climbing up out of the four lows. So there, your four lows is an improvement. Even though it's still a four lows, you've had some movement here. And one of the biggest changes I see on your hair analysis is the addition of the Roy Masters meditation. So that's a wonderful indication here of the quality of the meditation added into somebody's program. So congratulations on that. So on your hair analysis, your calcium increased and went from 13 up to 19, and this is an improvement in the level. Your magnesium increased, it doubled, it went from 2 up to 4, setting for that ideal of 6, and also, again, climbing up out of the 4 low. Your sodium increased, it went from 3 up to 8, and your potassium stayed the same. Now, the first thing we notice here is the fact that there's three out of the first 4 that are heading upward. This is called a coming alive pattern. So coming alive may not always feel great because you may be becoming more aware of other things. You may have a level of awareness that it increases when you're coming alive. But it is a positive pattern. If all of them had gone downward, that's called a settling down pattern. And if you were in four lows, it would have been settling down deeper into four lows. So it's nice that you didn't have the settling down pattern here. That still would have been a positive pattern, but not near as nice as having a coming alive pattern. Your oxidation rate, I put an improvement on it. You may be slightly slower when I look at the percentages of the changes between your last hair analysis and this one. It's an improvement, though, because you did get some movement out of that. So if you come down into your significant mineral ratios, your CAK ratio, 4 to 1 is the ideal ratio. Your current ratio is 6.33 to 1. Your previous hair analysis, it was 4.33 to 1. So this has had about a 50% increase, 50% further away from the ideal ratio. And this is on the slow side, so that's a slowing down of the oxidation. On your NAMG ratio, that's the other half of the oxidation equation. And you increase from 1.50 up to 2. And that's about a 12 to 13% improvement in this ratio. So this one's closer to the ideal. So this one's actually an improvement. And I wanted to make sure that I shared that with you because understanding how the oxidation rate holds us in the first four mineral patterns, it's also affected by how we eat. You put on your eating plan as far as complying with the diet was a 4. So we know there was a little bit of eating some food items that did not match the eating plan. But understand how that directly affects the oxidation rate. The slow oxidizer eating plan is designed to help speed up the oxidation rate. It limits the quality fats and oils to 1 to 2 tablespoons per day rather than 2 to 3 at each meal. And you could do up to a tablespoon of quality fats and oils at every meal, but make sure you're following as closely as possible to this. Because of your sympathetic dominant pattern, a little bit of extra fat is actually okay because it'll help calm. It'll be calming to you. But to do too much will cause the oxidation rate to go deeper into slow. So just we're trying to balance that out. It's a balancing act here. We all need some quality fats and oils for the body to turn into essential fatty acids, which are used to repair things like connective tissue, ligaments, joints, arteries, veins, brain tissue. All these things are fat, and essential fatty acids are the building blocks for repairing and building those areas. So you need some, even as a slow oxidizer, but too much has the effect of slowing down the oxidation rate, and it'll put you deeper into slow. Your four low patterns and improvement, based on what I described earlier, nice that the calcium and the magnesium are heading up towards those ideal levels much more quickly than the sodium and the potassium. Sodium and potassium are more, when they're elevated, that's fast oxidation. When the calcium and magnesium are elevated, it is an indication of slow oxidation. So these four minerals are held in their patterns and their ratios by the oxidation rate. That's why oxidation rate's important correction. We don't have a metabolic pack or a glandular to recommend at this point to help with that oxidation rate, and that's because you're in the four lows. And giving you too many supplements, taking too many supplements, can actually prevent the oxidation rate, or I mean the four lows from correcting. We are going to add a supplement from your health food store. You'll have to, or purchasing it online. I'll talk about that when we get to the recommended supplement program. Your NAK did a wonderful change. Very nice change. You went from 1 to 1 on your NAK ratio all the way up to 2.67. You're above that ideal, just slightly above. That is a super change. That's NAK indicates the balance of aldosterone production and release from the adrenal glands as in comparison to cortisone and cortisol, which affect the potassium on a cellular level. And with you being that close above and that close to the 2.5 to 1, that's a really nice change. You're going to want to lay aside the Lymphcomin for now, and you want to start taking zinc. We're all depleted in zinc. We're not able to recommend zinc until a person's NAK ratio is either on the ideal or above, and that's because zinc has this tendency to lower the sodium, causing the NAK ratio to go to the low side. We're all depleted in zinc. We all need zinc, but we can't recommend it based on its effect upon the adrenal glands in terms of this relationship of aldosterone to cortisone and cortisol production and release. So now you're able to do zinc. Nice beneficial change there. Your poor eliminators, that's an improvement, which means that you're dumping off more stuff. The body's eliminating rather than holding on to it. Last time you had 5 poor eliminators, 2 were in the very poor. Now you have 2 poor eliminators, both of those are in the very poor range. They have double asterisks by them. Anything with a double asterisk is very poor. Anything with a single asterisk is in the poor. And we also include in the poor quantifying the double asterisk. So they kind of get counted twice. But that's an improvement. The arsenic, in fact, let's just start with each one. Let's start with the iron up on top. Iron increased from 0.9 up to 1.3. That is now the body moving iron out of tissue storage sites. And that's actually an ideal range. 1.2 to 2.0 is where it's okay. Not that blue shaded area up above there where I've drawn the X through it. Your copper decreased 3.4 down to 3.3. It means you dumped off a little bit. Doesn't mean that the body's finished dumping all tissue storage sites of copper. There's more closets to clean out. In fact, it's still working on the closet it was working on last time. your manganese increase from 0.013 up to 0.024, so this is a dumping off of toxic manganese. Nice improvement on the manganese. It's out of the poor eliminator completely. It came up, so that is a dumping off. It's in the process of dumping it off. Now look at down in your lead, down in your toxic metal column there, the lead, 0.26 down to 0.231, that's dumped off some lead. Still plenty there in that tissue storage site that it was working on, still plenty to dump off. But that's a nice improvement. Your mercury increase from 0.067 up to 0.080. This is a dumping. It's in the act of dumping at this point. Because the lead was going down, that's dumped off. The mercury's heading up. It's because the body's beginning to move a tissue storage site of mercury. Of course, the cadmium stayed the same. It's very poor. If you go over into the additional mineral column, the nickel, it's on its way up, beginning to dump. It's still a very poor eliminator, so the body's still hanging onto it. It's coming up, meaning that if that trend continues, it'll be a dumping off eventually here on your hair analysis. Those two being poor and very poor doesn't surprise me. The body will hang onto the cadmium and the nickel the longest before it finally begins to move them. Your arsenic, small changes in arsenic have big meaning, big significance. Your arsenic went from 0.016 up to 0.019. That is a dumping. Now, normally on some other ones, if that's small a change, we'd just say coming up. But not for arsenic. Arsenic is very toxic. It is common throughout the world population because of water sources of it, but also because of pesticide sources of it. Especially if you've eaten any fruit in the past, like apples, arsenic is heavily in the pesticides. And even past spraying of the pesticide can actually, it'll be in the soil and can come up through the roots and right into the apples. So there's a problem with arsenic in fruit production. But remember, we don't recommend fruit eating, so that's not one that should be an issue with anybody as far as a re-exposure. It should be a dumping off of a previous old exposure. Your aluminum 0.49, which is a poor eliminator, is now being dumped off at 0.69. And by the way, aluminum and manganese and iron are what we call the three amigos. And they usually, we call them the three amigos because they usually mirror each other on hair analysis. And even if one does not, we know that there really is a matching in terms of their common movement. And in this case, all three of these are coming off, being dumped off on your hair analysis. And out of the poor eliminator that they were on your previous hair analysis. There's your three changes right there, the three amigos. So you're doing a three amigo dump, and actually I could have written that on there too. A three amigo dump is a nice improvement in patterns. Your sympathetic dominant pattern improved. You had a 4X sympathetic on your previous hair analysis. It's only three sympathetics this time. Your sympathetic patterns are coming from your main sympathetic, which is your potassium level at 3. Those are identical to each other from the last time. Your additional sympathetic is your 4 lows. That's a 1X sympathetic additional. And so that brings the total to 3. Last time on your hair analysis, your poor eliminators also added a sympathetic dominant. So the dumping off of the toxic metals also decreases the sympathetic dominant pattern, which means that you have not spent as much time in fight or flight. You've had some movement, some improvement. You may or may not have noticed that, but I think you did. You noticed, you said you were calmer. You'd like to be calmer more, but you've noticed that there's been a slight improvement in that. Yeah, you said you stopped overreacting to everything. That's an improvement. You still notice some weakness, but you've also noticed a little bit of improvement there too as well. Not quite as much lethargy, you're slowly clearing, and that's true because your four low pattern is slowly improving. And you're also, your NAK is an indication of more adrenal energy over your previous hair analysis. Your NA and G ratio is an improvement in adrenal energy. So those are all positives right there. And slowly clearing, yes, but it's clearing. So something to rejoice in. You've noticed a better mental concentration. You notice an improvement there. That's an improvement. And the fact that you're learning a lot from the Roy Masters meditation, nice change there. And I believe probably that right there was a significant contributor to your improvements. Also, the number of symptoms, you had 19, almost 20, depending on how I counted them on your previous hair analysis. You only have 12 on this one in comparison. Maybe 13 with the sore inner ear happening, which is most likely a retracing, body getting rid of something out of the inner ear canal. So that's a nice change. So good improvements overall. I mean, just this is really amazing. It really is. I think you can be proud of your progress here. And for the amount of the program you applied, you got a good improvement. So on your recommended supplement program sheet, John, if you'll have that one handy, there are a number of changes. Of course, still can't do the metabolic pack or the glandular. The GB3 stays the same, whatever's necessary in order to help with the digestion. In fact, your phosphorus stayed at 13, which is okay. It's an okay level. That's an indication of protein digestion. It's one indicator. So your GB3 is helping you to maintain your protein digestion. If you get diarrhea, you cut back on the GB3. You can cut back a little bit. If you're constipated, do a little more. That's the indication for changing your GB3. Now your paramin, you're still in a 4-low, and we still need a lot of extra paramin. We're going to decrease it though, 3-2-2. It was 3-3-4 or 3-3-3 on your last hair analysis, so we're decreasing it to 3-2-2. You're going to stop your limcumin for now, talked about that earlier on the audio, and you're going to start zinc at 1-1-1, and that's because of your NAK flipping over to the high side. The taurine, we're going to decrease the taurine to 2-1-1. It was 2-1-2 or 2-2-2 on your last hair analysis. So we're going to decrease the amount of taurine, but we're going to add in lysine. Now, lysine is not from Indomet. There's an asterisk in front of it. Remember, anything with an asterisk in front of it is from somewhere else. Lysine, Larry's finding with his research here in the last year that lysine actually helps with the correction of the 4-low. And so we want you to find and locate a 500 milligram lysine supplement and start taking that at 1-1-2. Now if you find a 500 mil or 1,000 milligram one, break it in half. And then you'll take 1-1 or a half and a whole. You can understand how that works there. But you'll probably be able to find a 500 milligram lysine either on Amazon.com or somewhere. You should be able to find lysine. Everything else on your program stays the same. If you've been taking renamide and selenium and Indoveggie, lay those aside for now. We don't want to recommend those anymore until you're out of your 4-low. As long as you're eating plenty of vegetables, you don't need the additional nutrients from Indoveggie anyway, and you're doing a 4 on your eating plan, so you're probably eating plenty of cooked vegetables. If not, always work on increasing the amount of cooked vegetables. Make sure you're eating 10 to 12 ounces of animal protein daily. That'd be the eggs, turkey, chicken, and then a couple of times a week, red meat and lamb being the best. And I know that New Zealand is actually known for its wool production. Hopefully there's also some nice lamb as well production there. All right, John, that concludes your audio file. Congratulations on your changes. Really was wonderful to see your improvements, things moving in the right direction here, a beneficial direction. All right, John, that concludes your audio file.